Oh man, good evening and welcome to the Dial of June. Actually, I shouldn't have said good evening because it's a podcast and it doesn't matter when I record because it doesn't matter when the... Okay, anyways, what a entrance. Shoot, I should probably start all my podcasts like that, like an idiot, you know? It's all good though, I'm just tired, you know? I worked a really, really long day. 8 hours. But it's not just 8 regular hours. It's 8 hours of sweating. Like 8 hours of just repetitive motion. My hands started cramping up. Oh, I had to like break and put like the scissors down because my hands were cramping like in the position that I was holding the scissors, just kind of cramping up, and like, oh, it just felt like when I put the scissors down and my fingers kept cramping up, it looked like weird, distorted, like, oh my goodness. Anyways, and I would just flatten it. I just made I would just like kind of put my fingertips on the table and just flatten it down to the palm of my hand, to stretch my fingers, you know, because they were cramping up. That hasn't happened in a while, but it's probably because I was dehydrated. I didn't really drink, you know, a lot. You know, I drank like a quarter of this 1.5 liter. It's a 1.5 liter bottle of Fiji water, baby. Speaking of, if Fiji ever runs out of water, I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about? I drink so much Fiji water. I buy 1.5 liter pretty much every day. I go to work. And I stop by QT or somewhere, you know, like Publix or Kroger, and I'll get the 1.5, you know, and that's every day. Sometimes twice a day. Sometimes I'll buy two bottles if they're on sale. You know, at Publix, they got that BOGO. Buy one, get one free. You know what I'm talking about? Or that Kroger. Kroger will sometimes have some deals if you have that Kroger Plus card. You know, that means you got to give them your phone number. You got to give up a phone number, you know, and sign up and everything. I know, like, some people are such, like, conspiracy theorists. My brother is one of them. You know, he won't do it. I'm like, dude, the Kroger card saves you so much money, though. I mean, it's like, it's a no-brainer. You know, just get the card. It's free, you know? It's not even like you got to pay a membership or anything. And he's like, no, man, they want your information, you know? And he's like, they track what you buy and all this stuff. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like I care that the government wants to know what I'm eating, you know? Like, I don't give a fuck. Track it, you know? And he's like, no, man, if they see that you buy beer a lot, you know, and like, you know, alcohol a lot, but you're actually buying it for, you know, like other things, like to use at a restaurant or, you know, to go out to parties or something. He's like, and, you know, like they come up with a crime, they'll bring up all those. I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck. You know, and if I am buying that much beer and wine, you know, somebody needs to probably come and check up on me. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, if it's enough to raise a red flag at Kroger. You know, I don't know who looks at that shit, but, you know, whoever looks at that shit says, oh my, we have a problem here, guys. Look at this Kroger Plus customer. Look at this Kroger Plus card holder. You know, he's really having a rough time, it looks like, you know, like, shit, a pack, you know, like a 12-pack of Budweiser every night. Like, what's he doing? You know, and then some of that cheap red wine, you know, the buy two for $9 or something. You know, what is this guy up to every night? You know, we should probably check up on him. You know, he might do something, harm to himself or someone. You know, what's going on, you know? And I was during that time. That was good. Anyways, I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Why am I talking about this? Oh, yeah, that's right. Fiji water. Back to the point. Fiji water. I'm sorry, Fiji. I'm drinking up all your water. Okay, next topic. Oh, man, I'm so tired. Oh, shoot, just working. You know, my shoulders, my elbows. Shoot, man. And my foot. Okay, I'll tell you what happened. Don't tell nobody, okay? This is between us. My podcast listeners, you and me. I mean, don't tell nobody, okay? A dog freaking got loose on me last Sunday. Oh, shoot, a truck almost freaking hit me. No, you gotta be kidding me. What? Two times in the same month? Holy shit, the semi-truck almost just ran over me. Holy cow, what's he doing? Oh, my God. Okay, so let me back up. This past Sunday, I did lose a dog. But a customer's dog that I just finished a haircut on. I took him outside to go pee. And okay, so, but let's just go backwards because this, wow, this just happened. So the Sunday before that, so two Sundays ago, I'm driving, I'm off that Sunday. I'm not working, right? So I took my dogs down. I'm taking them down to the Panola Mountain Archery Range because they have a 3D range. It's a, you know, like 3D animals, you know, like fake animals that you shoot at targets, 3D targets. And they also have stationary targets that you just, you know, those round circles. So I like to take my dogs there because usually there's no one there. Even if they are there, you know, I got the leashes. You know, I don't keep them leashed, but I have it on me in case, you know, I run into other archers. So anyways, I was taking my dogs down to the archery range two Sundays ago, and this fucking truck, dude, this FedEx truck, right? And I'm not trying to say anything bad about FedEx, but this one driver, dude, oh my God. And I don't even have a way to track who he is. I just know he had dreads. He had dreads, okay? He had long dreadlocks and a ponytail. I don't know if that's like maybe, I don't know if I just named like 30% of their workforce. Anyways, so that's why I'm saying I can't ID him, nothing. So he starts, I'm driving down. I'm about to get on 285. And 285 is a loop. It's a highway that goes around Atlanta. They call it the perimeter because it goes around the outside of Atlanta. And it's a highway called 285. I'm on it. I'm about to go. Well, I'm not on it. I'm on 85 going down. But I'm about to get on the exit to 285 going east towards Augusta. You know, so I can go towards Panola Mountain, which is towards Stockbridge. If you don't live in Georgia, Google it. Google a map. Now I'm talking about so you can follow along. But this truck, I guess, was trying to get over to 285 West, which is to my right lane. You know, I'm in the right lane. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm focused on the road. I'm looking ahead. I'm in my lane. I'm in the fucking right lane as well. Not the right lane. I'm in the correct lane to get off on my exit. I don't have to move. You know what I'm saying? I've done my part. Now, this truck to my left, the semi-truck, is coming into my lane. And I'm just like laying on my horn, right? I'm just laying on my horn. Bah, bah, bah. You know, and he just can't hear it. I'm driving a 2015 Corolla. That's when I realized, wow, I'm driving a small car, dude. That horn is unintimidating, okay? Like, he didn't even hear it. And so he keeps coming in. I'm going over to my right, but I can't go into the right lane because the lane to my right, I can't change lanes because there's another semi-truck right beside me to my right. And there's a pickup truck in front of me. So I'm trying to speed up so that he at least see the front of my car because I'm in this blind spot, or I can speed past him as he's coming into my lane. So I'm trying to do that, but this pickup truck is right there in front of me. I can't slam into the car in front of me, you know, the truck in front of me. So I'm trapped and I'm slamming on the horn. I'm thinking, this is how I'm going to die. You know, this is how I die. And then, cause he's coming in, and then finally, boom, he hits me, his tire, and check this out, you know, semi-trucks, those big trucks, like, the front wheel has those bolts that stick out, you know, like those old fucking Greek chariots, you know what I'm saying, those chariot, Ben-Hur style, you know what I'm talking about, they have, like, swords and shit sticking out of their fucking spokes of the wheels, and that's what it's like, these, like spikes, these, like, round bolts that stick out, you know, like pegs or something. It hits my quarter panel, my driver's side rear door, basically right behind my rear door, that quarter panel. It hits it. Now I have a big gash there. It looks like a spider. It looks like a giant spider when you look at it because there's scratches around it and there's a big dent and a hole, and it kind of looks like spider right there. I'm like, that's pretty cool. But anyways, now I got a big gash in my fucking car. And it's all good though, you know, I try not to let it bother me because I am not my car, right? You know, I'm just the person that drives the car. The car is not a reflection of who I am, you know what I'm saying? Me as a person, I'm just driving this car because it's practical for me right now. But man, I hate that I have a gash on it now. Anyways, so he hits my car, the back wheel area, right? That bolt hits my car and I'm now projected to the, like, tilted to the left, right into this semi-truck, right? But the front area, the front bumper area, because my back tire, my, you know, the right behind my back tire is where that spoke thing, that bolt that sticks out, hit. And so now I'm right in front of his, it's not on, like, right in front of the truck, like about to drive in front of him sideways, perpendicular kind of, at a 45 degree angle, and he's gonna run the fuck over me, right? But no, he actually hits me, and I'm straight now. I'm going straight in, back into my lane. And he backs off all of a sudden, because I guess that's when he realized, oh shit, there's a car in my blind spot. You know, maybe I should have fucking checked or something. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know what he could have done different. But I was like laying on my horn. What else could I have done different, you know? Oh my goodness. Anyways, he backs off, like really backs off, right? Like hits the brakes, like, oh shit. You know, time to make a getaway. You know what I'm saying? He go now, and then he makes a, you know, he has his turn signal on. I had to open my windows, and I stick my arms out like what in the world, you know, that kind of motion, like what in the world, you know, both my palms up, you know, in the air. And then I, you know, I'm like, pull over, you know. And no, he goes into the 285 west towards Chattanooga, you know, and I'm going the opposite 285 on, you know, that loop. So we're going now opposite directions on a fucking loop that goes around the city, you know? Oh, man, I can't even call the cops. I can't make a police report. I mean, I could, I guess, but, I mean, what am I going to do? Tell them the truck went the other way. I mean, shoot, I was like, you know what? It's not even worth the trouble. I'm just happy that I'm alive. You know, I'm grateful I'm alive. And my dogs, that's what really upset me most, you know? It's like, okay, I'm good if I have to die. You know, I mean, what can you do? If it has to happen, it has to happen, you know? I'm going to just accept it, you know? But, yeah, my dogs, that kind of made me feel really upset. Like, man, you know, my dogs could have been hurt. They were in the back seat, you know? But anyways, wow, I just told myself, this is a good reminder that at any moment, anything can change. You know, something can happen, and my whole life can just be turned upside down or even ended. You know, at any moment, who knows? I might see an asteroid start, you know, coming into our atmosphere all of a sudden. Like, whoa, shit, NASA missed that one. You know, like, oh, you know, anything, any earthquake can start shattering this bridge I'm about to drive under, you know, boom, you know, like, who knows, you know? But I am not in control of any of that, you know, and that's okay. I'm not supposed to be in control of any of that, you know? The only thing I'm the only thing I have control over is my own mind, is like the way I'm thinking, you know? I have to be aware of what and how I'm thinking and try to control it. And even that seems like an impossible task to me. Like, it seems really hard as hell, you know? It's difficult AF. You know what I'm talking about? Try to control myself. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I gotta try to be more aware of what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, you know, so I don't say things to people that might hurt their feelings, or, you know, or, and like, I joke and I say things that I don't mean at all. I'm just joking. I mean, and I don't know why I think it's funny. I don't know why I keep doing it. You know, I'm fucking 40 years old. But the thing is, I have stopped saying a lot of the old jokes that, you know, make people feel a little uncomfortable. You know, I don't reuse those jokes. It's like new shit happens, you know, new occasions rise, and then something comes to mind, and I'll say it because I think it's funny, and then it's not funny, you know, and now it's all weird, you know. It's like, oh, man, I got to stop doing that. But anyways, okay, so that's what happened 2 Sundays ago. And then it fucking almost just happened. What in the world was that truck doing? He saw me, though. What in the world? Like, he, like, came, like, oh, my God. Came. Anyways. Welcome to Atlanta. No, I'm talking about welcome to Atlanta traffic. Wow, impatient, you know, and he has that truck, that semi-truck, so he knows that, oh, man, he just do whatever he wants, just slam cars around and then dip out, you know, go the opposite direction. Man, on the highway, so you can't do shit. Let's see. Okay, and then last Sunday. So let's move on to last Sunday. In other news, that's that coffee, baby. Why am I drinking coffee at 8:30 at night? Probably because I'm really tired, and I just this is a way to keep myself awake as I'm driving home. Oh man, so. Cause I'm tired, dude. Holy shit, I'm exhausted. Okay, but anyways, grooming is probably one of the toughest jobs I've ever fucking had. Can I just say that? You know what I'm saying? I've had some really tough jobs. I've stocked liquor stores. That was really, really tough job. You know, talk about physical labor. I've cleaned buildings at night, professionally cleaned buildings at night. That's really tough. You know. You're just moving the whole time, sweating, you know, throwing away the trash because you have, you know, very limited amount of time because we have lots of floors to clean, you know, and sometimes multiple buildings to clean, and we got to get it all done, you know, before they open the next morning, you know, we got to get it done. So I'm cleaning buildings at night after my regular job, you know, like I'm used to working hard, but grooming, holy shit, man, it's a whole nother level. And I'm happy. I'm grateful because holy shit, man, it feels so rewarding. Like that's what I did today. Like that was an entire art project. You know what I'm talking about? That was not just like, oh, we're just gonna do this part today, that part tomorrow. That was an entire fucking art project today. Anyways, 8 fucking hours it took me. Why am I cursing so much? Oh, because I'm into it. That's why. I love curse words. Did I say that out loud? Because when I talk with my daughters, sometimes I curse, you know, because, you know, when something is like fucking amazing, it's just fucking amazing. What am I gonna say? You know, and it's like, and I tell my daughters, words are like colors when you're painting, because we use words to paint a picture for people. We use words so that we can communicate an idea that's in our mind, and we try to paint a clear picture for someone in their mind using our words, right? So I tell my daughter, words are like colors. So use your words like that, colorfully, right? But in the right context, you know? Bright, like fuck is a loud word. It's a bright, it's a bold, like loud color. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to put it in a, you know, if you're painting trees and everything and green and everything, you don't want to put this fucking like neon fucking hot neon pink, you know, or the neon green, you know, like bam, fuck you, you know. You don't want to do that, you know, especially if you're interviewing for a job, right? The interviewer asked the interviewee, the person applying for the job, what would you say your biggest flaw is? And the lady says, I'm too honest. The manager says, well, I don't really consider that a flaw, would you? And she says, well, I don't give a fuck what you think. Anyways, back to the story, because I'm trying to avoid it. I don't really want to talk about it, but okay, it's between you and me. Here we go. This dog, Remington. We have such a weird history. He loves me, and then he wants nothing to do with me, and he's terrified of me. He doesn't want me to touch him. He like runs away from me. I'm just like, what in the world? You know, he bit me once really hard. Oh man. And I told the owner, like, he makes me not want to groom him anymore. He's ungrateful. You know, he yells at me to leave when I'm done. So I pack up and I'm like, fine, I'm leaving. He's barking at me, yelling at me, you know? I was like, who wants to deal with someone like that? You know, like, I don't want to cut his hair anymore. You know, like, would you want to give someone a haircut if that's how they treated you? You know, no, I don't like it. You know, I try not to take it personal, but man, I take it personal, man. It hurts my feelings. And so, you know, we've been working on it, and I've been taking suggestions from their trainer and all this stuff. We've been working on it. And I thought we were making lots of progress because the way he looked at me and everything, even when I set him down, he came back up to me, let me pet him and everything. I was just like, wow, thank you so much, buddy. So I let him outside because, his pee-pee was a little wet, the tip, while I was finishing him up. So I kind of rushed. I was like feeling a little rushed because I felt like, oh shoot, he's probably holding his piss. He has to pee, but he's holding it, and that's why it's dripping a little bit. It's like, oh man, I've done that before while I was driving in traffic, and I peed my pants before in front of my friend. It was so embarrassing. But anyways, so I know how it feels. And so I was like rushing, hurrying up to just, get him done, make him good enough, so he looks good, right? Presentable. It's never gonna be perfect, So we're done and everything. He comes up to me and we're having a great time. And so we go outside and he's just coming up to me, giving me his hand. He's just so such a good boy. And he didn't poop. He peed. I was like, good boy, I was like, come on, let's go back inside, right? And all of a sudden he starts pulling and pulling and boom, busts right out of his collar. I was like, oh my God, I should have put the harness on him, Next time, if there is a next time, like, oh, I mean, there is gonna be a next time. I groom him, everything's fine, but like, I don't know if I want to ever take him back outside again, And I think they're gonna try to schedule it to where the dog walker is like there towards the end to help me out, and then she'll take him out afterwards, just go on the regular walk, And I was like, perfect. But yeah, so I take him out. So he's all of a sudden out of his collar, right? And he's loose. So I run back inside. I leave the door open, and I have to go up these stairs to get his treats, So I was to lure him back inside because I don't want to chase him, Because last time I tried to chase him, he tried to jump over the fence, and I didn't want that. So I went upstairs, got the treats, come back downstairs, he's gone. He actually jumped the fence this time. So I was like, oh my God. So I run out there, and sure enough, I have the treats in my hand. I have his leash and collar, and I'm trying to get him to come to me. He's just taking off. He's just looking at me and running. I'm just like, why, Remington? Like, what? I got your treats here. Like, what? We're all done. I thought we were cool, But so I was like, ugh, just walking. I wouldn't even want to run after him, So I'm just walking calmly, just trying to keep him in sight, just trying to find, see where he went. And I called his owner as soon as it happened. called her, let her know. Oh my God, he got out, And I'm walking towards him. He keeps running away. Now I can't see him. I'm down this road. And then she started calling her neighbors, and then so now we got the whole neighborhood helping us because like people are seeing me like walking really fast, really fast. Hold on. Oh no, my AirPod is about to go out of batteries. Okay, I thought I left my AirPod at the other place. Sorry, I just wanted to change my AirPods out, charge this one. Am I still recording? Hold on. Did that fuck everything up? Hold on one second. Because I'm driving right now. I don't want to really. Okay, no, that's didn't. Okay, I'm still recording. Cool. So, we got the whole neighborhood involved, but he just won't come to any of us, And people knew him. They're like, come on, Remy. He's just running now. He's terrified. He thinks he's in trouble, I guess. And I'm just like, no, buddy, come on. And I'm like showing and shaking his treats. No, he's just running. And finally, I'm losing sight of him, but people are telling me like he went this way, he went that way. So I keep going, I keep going, and finally he turns down the street, and I called his owner. I told him I just saw him. He just turned down the street. I'm going that way, and then I called her back because I was like, holy shit, that's Peachtree Road, like that's the main road. Lots of traffic, lots of lanes. If he gets out there, oh shit, right? So she's like, I'm almost there, and I'm like, I'm gonna go towards Peachtree Road, just make sure he's not out there. I go to Peachtree Road, I look both ways, I don't see him, you know? And then his grandma calls, you know? So his owner's mom calls me. And I tell her, you know, I'm on Peachtree Road. I want to make sure that he's not out here, you know, on the main road. You know, I want to try to, like, herd him back towards his house, you know, back towards the neighborhood street. So she was telling me maybe get in my car. And I was like, I'm so far away from that house. I don't want to walk back when if he could possibly be out here. I want to make sure I'm here to get a visual. And I told her, like, and she was like, I think he's running away from you. And I was like, I know he's running away from me. And I was like, so I'm not going to try to approach him. I'm not going to try to catch him. I just want to make sure I have a visual so I see where he is so I could tell Julie. Like, oh, sorry. Again, this is just between us, the podcast listeners and I. You know, so I can tell his owner, his mom, where to look when she gets here. You know, where I see him, if I see him. And so, yeah, she tells me, yeah, that's a good idea, you know. And you know, we're just, you know, they're all praying and everything. And so, I finally, I'm like walking back towards another way towards the house, not back towards where I came, but another way that he possibly could have turned back towards the neighborhood. And that's when one of her neighbors comes up and he was like, are you looking for the dog? I was like, yes, I'm looking for the dog. And he said, you know, she called me and the owner called me and she found, you know, she's got him. And I was like, no way. Really? Like, no way. And he was like, yeah, she got him. I was like, oh my God, such a relief, right? Because I was ready to quit grooming dogs. You know, I was just ready to quit. I was like, you know what? I'm done. You know, I'm just going to find something else to do. I'm going to go work in a warehouse or something. You know what I'm saying? Just stay away from people, stay away from dogs, stay away from everybody. You know, that's just kind of how I am. I'm just like, burn it all. You know, like, if one thing doesn't work out, let's just burn the whole thing down. That's just, I don't know. I got to stop that. But I even told, you know, the owner and everything. I was just like, I think I'm done grooming. Like, I think not just him. I just think I'm done grooming. Like, oh man, I'm just, this is too much. You know, like, I don't want to go through this again, you know, ever. You know, this is the second time I'm going through something like this. And another time was a toy poodle. Same kind of thing happened. Almost exactly the same thing, except it was at our place on Chamblee Road, a really busy road where we were doing business out of and living at the same place, you know, where we were renting. And it took us all night. This was, what, like 7 years ago? No, yeah, maybe 7 years ago, 6 years ago. But anyways, took us all night, and finally the owners called me to let him know that one of the people in the neighborhood found him under their car, hiding in their backyard, like a car that they'd had on like bricks, you know, that was like a, you know, a unusable car. He was hiding under there in their backyard. Nobody would have found him, you know. It's just that they happened to notice something moving under there, and so she called him out and she was like, this is a really pretty dog. Yeah, because I just groomed him. He just got a fresh haircut and he had a nice bandana on him, you know, and everything. So they knew, and he had his collar on him that had the phone number to the owner. So they called that phone number that was on his collar. Oh man. And that night too, I was ready to quit grooming. I was like, I'm done. luckily they found him. Everything was good. This past Sunday as well, you know, luckily, found him. It was all good. Oh man. But then while I was walking, like, you know, a fucking Piedmont marathon, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was right there on Peachtree Road, you know, fucking Peachtree 500K. I'm just kidding. But I took a lot of steps that day. You know, if I check my health, my Apple Health app, I bet you it'll like say a fucking record hitting day. And I take a lot of steps, baby. On an average day, I'm like hitting that 13,000. You know I'm talking about that 13K, that 12K on the regular. So that day I probably topped out around 30K that day. You know what I'm saying? Steps, individual steps I'm talking about. I will anyways, I better control myself. Sorry about that, guys. Oh, wow, I got too excited. So, yeah, while I was doing all of that, my left foot, the pinky toe, the webbing, the skin in between my pinky toe and my, what do you call that? Ring finger toe? I don't know. Is that what, is that the toe you put your ring on if you happen to have a toe ring? I'm not sure, but the, you know what I'm talking about, that weird curved toe next to your pinky toe, right? Which is also kind of weird and curved, right? If you think about it, it's just like that one nub. What? You know? But anyways, that skin, that webbing, the in between my pinky toe and that ring finger toe, what else do you call it? It fucking ripped that day. I walked so hard that it fucking, I power walked, dude. I was power walking. I mean, what else were you going to do in that kind of situation, right? You're going to power walk, right? You don't want to run, but you don't want to walk casually and slow either. Like, you don't care. Like, this doesn't matter, you know? You got to walk with a purpose, you know? So that's what I was doing, and I just didn't even notice. I fucking walked so hard. I ripped the skin in between my toes, and it hurts. Sorry for screaming into your ear, but it really, I just wanted to make sure you understood the intensity, the amount of pain I'm in constantly, because this is scabbed over, but it's like in that webbing in between my toes on the bottom of my foot, and so it's constantly hurting when I'm stepping on it. Oh, it hurts so hard. Like, oh my god, it fucking sends like electric tingles all the way up your body right into your teeth. I start salivating, dude. I start salivating. Oh my god, I was walking to retrieve from my arrows, because I took my dogs to the mountain, the archery range again. When was it? Was it Saturday? Anyways, this past weekend. And I was just just biting down through the pain, you know, because, oh, it just hurt so bad. But I just grit and bared it, you know. No, it wasn't this Sunday. It was last Sunday that happened, right? Because I had time, because what day is it? No. It's Thursday. Yeah, so it was this past Sunday. Yeah, because it's Thursday now. So I must have taken my dogs to the archery range. What was it? Tuesday. Yeah. Or was it yesterday? I don't know. All my days are getting mixed up, dude. I'm so tired. I've been working so much. But anyways, yeah, I stepped on a rock. Dude, it hurt so bad. I mean, I'm talking, it was excruciating pain. Like, hold up, time out, right? I had to take a breath. Oh, like, just even thinking about it hurt so bad. I just happened to step on a rock right on that spot. I don't know how. Boom. And it just, oh my gosh, sent a shockwave all the way up my body. I felt it in my shoulder bones. How do you do that? Why does my shoulder bones tingle when that kind of pain happens down in my toes, my pinky toe? The pain shot up to my shoulder bones. Anyways, oh man. Call that your clavicle? Yeah, my clavicle was fucking tingling. So that's what I called it. I was like, okay, guys, we're going home. I was like, that's it. We're done. You know, oh shit, I limped. Oh my god, it hurts so bad. I limped back. After I got my arrows, and I was just like, oh, I was salivating, dude. The pain was so much, I was like salivating. My teeth were kind of like tingly. Holy shit, it hurts so bad. The top of your head tingles, you know, it's that kind of pain. So, yeah, I just, man, I took it easy for the rest of the day. I took my shoe off, actually, when I got in the car to drive back home, just took my shoe off, you know. Even when I was in the drive-through at where did I stop by? Chick-fil-A. Oh yeah, that's right. That's what, because I'd like to get something for the dogs too, so I get them chicken nuggets. But anyways, even when I was at Chick-fil-A, the guy came right up to my window, you know, to take my order. Had my shoes off, socks showing. I didn't give a fuck. I'm in pain, dude. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge me. So that's what happened just a few days ago. And yeah, today I was just like, so I heard this really good quote. He said, this guy said, I can't remember the name, Jacob something, when I Googled it, but the quote is, make friends with pain and you'll never be lonely. I loved it because it's true. Life is just full of pain. You're never gonna get through life and never experience any pain. Pain seems to be just a part of life. And so, yeah, so if you make friends with pain, then hey, you'll never be lonely ever again. But yeah, not that you want to seek out pain. It's just when pain shows up, instead of yelling at him, say, get the fuck out of here, you know? I say, hey, come on in. You know, I remember you. You know, you're an old friend. Come on in, you know? And, but you just sit right there. You know, I'm not gonna pay much attention to you because I got other things to do. You just sit right there, make yourself comfortable, you know, and you can stay as long as you want. But when you're done and when you get bored, you can leave. You know? And that's how I want to treat pain from now on. And so I just work with it, work through it. Even today, oh man, even right now, as I'm talking to you, it's kind of throbbing, dude. I don't know, maybe it's infected. No, I really think it's not. It's not, because I keep telling myself, oh, maybe it's infected, but it's not, dude. If it was infected, my whole foot would be swollen and stuff. It's not. It's just that it's where the tear happened, where the rip occurred. Yeah, it's just right there on the perfect spot, right in between my toes, on the bottom of my foot. And so when it heals up and it starts to scab over and do its thing to heal, yeah, and I'm just constantly stepping down because I gotta walk. Yeah, I gotta stand. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human being. That's how we fucking travel, dude. That's our mode of transportation, as we walk with our fucking feet. You know? I mean, it's unless you don't have, you know, of course you got wheelchairs and things like that. I'm not talking about that though. I'm talking about, you know, just the way we're biologically designed, you know, we're biologically designed to walk. We're bipedal, you know what I'm saying? We're designed to walk on our two feet, stand upright. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing. And it's causing my foot to just, oh, be unhappy with me, dude. They're just, not they, just my left foot is just unhappy with me, dude. Just displeased, you know, for some reason. I guess I used them too hard that day. But I had a good reason, you know. I was like fucking trying to, you know, get a dog back, you know, for my client. Oh my God. So anyways, yeah, that's what happened, man. And now I'm home. Wow, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys. Whoever's listening to this, you know, like, man, I am home. I am safe and sound. I passed by like two or three cops. They drove right by me, you know, because I was like talking, you know, I guess with my hands, you know, I talk with my hands, but I'm driving and I do have both my hands, you know, on the wheel most of the time, unless I'm emphasizing something, then I got one hand on the wheel, you know, and it doesn't even matter which arm I use. They're both freaking strong. So, yeah, but anyway, and I was driving the speed limit. I was looking at that. I was focused on the road while I was talking. I'm just talking straight ahead, you know, just pretending that somebody's sitting next to me, I guess, you know, I'm just kind of just talking while I'm just driving and looking straight ahead. So the cops can't pull me over for shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't just pull someone over because you don't like them, you know? Anyways, so now here I am at home. I finally just drove up. Oh, shoot, I gotta ice this foot or something. I've been putting some Neosporin on it. Oh, and that's been helping. And as long as I'm not using it, as long as I'm not standing on it or walking, you know, I actually kind of forget that the wound is even there. You know, it just doesn't hurt. It's just that, oh man, especially because I have my shoe on too. Oh man. Anyways, so that's that. I'm gonna go ahead and relax now. Oh, I gotta let my dogs out. Oh, I gotta walk. I'm not gonna walk them. They'll understand. I'll just let them out. Oh, and just let them chill for a while in the backyard. You know, and then feed them, and then I'm gonna take a shower
and I'm gonna conk out. I got another big day tomorrow. Another freaking long ass day. But it's all good. I'm lucky. You know what I'm saying? I should be grateful. Grateful that I'm alive. I could have fucking died the other day. And on the way home just now, earlier, because that truck almost ran right into me. And he saw me. That's the crazy thing. Anyways, he probably knew I was going to move out the way because, you know. I mean, I don't have a death wish. I don't want to die. I'm not scared to die, but it's not like I'm going to seek it out, you know. I just know that it's inevitable, you know. Oh, I heard a good quote today. Ryan Holiday said it while I was listening to his podcast, The Daily Stoic. He said, it's not about living longer. It's not about trying to prolong our lives and live as long as possible. It's not about living longer. It's about living better, you know, better than we were yesterday. Better live today, you know, try to live today better than the person I was yesterday. You know, not better than anyone else. Not better than, you know, it's not a comparing thing. It's like, I just want to be a better person than my former self, than the person I used to be. And that's it. Dr. Wayne Dyer said the same thing. True nobility is not about being better than anyone else. It's about being better than you used to be. And I really like that. So anyways, I'll leave you at that. I hope everybody else has a good night. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.